Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center filed a complaint, a bogus one, frankly, against Chief Justice Roy Moore at the Alabama Supreme Court. But lawyers in Alabama have now filed a complaint against one of the head leaders of the Southern Poverty Law Center. We're going to be talking about what has recently happened in this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, we all know about the case. Liberty Counsel is defending Chief Justice Roy Moore because of a bogus complaint that was filed against him by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And as a result, he has been removed from the bench temporarily while this case proceeds. We have a trial that's coming up on the September 28th, and we'll be back in court on that day. But in the meantime, lawyers in Alabama, one of them by the name of Trent Garman and his wife, Holly, they filed a bar complaint against the individual by the name of Richard Cohen, the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, for violating a state bar ethics code because of language he used regarding Chief Justice Roy Moore. In fact, he made public comments and also put these in news publications that have said that the Alabama elected him to be a judge, not a pastor, that he was a demagogue, that he was the, quote, Ayatollah of Alabama, and he is unfit for office. They cite the particular code where it says that you should be respectful and not derogatory of judges while they are actually sitting as judges. I think he clearly violated that particular code, and that's why this particular lawyer and his wife filed a complaint against them.
Yeah, that's the irony here, is that the Southern Poverty Law Center's complaint against Justice Roy Moore, Chief Justice Roy Moore, is clearly frivolous in that he just wrote an opinion in which he accurately pointed out that he could take no action on a marriage decision that was still under consideration without the full counsel and without the full Alabama Supreme Court. He's bound, was bound to that. That's what he stated in his opinion. And so the SPLC with the JIC there files a frivolous ethics violation against him and demands he be removed from the bench. And there's no due process there. He's actually removed from the bench while it continues. So ironically, we have here now Richard Cohen, the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, actually clearly violating a clear ethic code of the Alabama Bar Association here. Where I think there absolutely needs to be a hearing, but it doesn't look like there's going to be, does it?
No, in fact, unfortunately, I don't think that there's a fair playing field in Alabama, because in this particular case, I mean, he used such words as he's the Ayatollah of Alabama. That is not...
How disrespectful and unprofessional. That
is completely disrespectful. That's not saying that he did A, B, and C, and that violates D, E, and F code. That is calling him names.
Yeah.
And that is to the Chief Justice of Alabama. You can disagree with his opinions, and you can say that he allegedly did this or that, and therefore there should be action against him for this. But to then use language like the Ayatollah of Alabama, that crosses the line. However, the Alabama Bar Association has already dismissed the complaint. Within
a week,
corruption. They dismissed the complaint.
I really smell corruption here.
Well, you wonder whether you can get any fair trial or
exactly.
Any fair shake in Alabama. It's unfortunate because the agencies in charge there don't seem to have a level playing field.
And yeah, it seems like the fix is definitely in here. And that's not all that he said. I mean, he had a number of clearly derogatory attacks against the justice, politically motivated, culturally motivated, because he disagrees with him, singling him out in order to smear him. And that is what the Alabama code was set up to prevent, and to it's an ethical violation to do that. And yet that's exactly what he did.
He says, my statements about Chief Justice Moore are protected by the First Amendment and were not known to be false or made with reckless disregard. I beg to differ with that.
On the other hand, I guess you can use this the other way. If the Alabama Supreme Court is not going to take any action or even investigation there on something like this, then, you know, it should go both ways.
Absolutely.
That people have the right to freedom of speech, not just one kind of viewpoint of freedom of speech. And it should be for everyone. I don't mind having an equal playing field. I think that that is great. I think that we should have a robust opportunity for freedom of speech. I'm concerned about people and organizations or bar associations or whatever they might be stifling your freedom of speech. But what you ought to have is a level playing field. You shouldn't be treating one way and another the other way. The situation involving Chief Justice Roy Moore is obviously, I think, a very politically motivated scenario. The SPLC files the complaint. The Judicial Inquiry Committee makes the charge. They turn around and hire the former legal director of the SPLC to prosecute the case. I mean, you can't get any more corrupt or biased than that. Moreover, what do they charge him with? They charge him with the four-page administrative order. And we've listed this. We've published it out there. We'll wave it on the top of a flagpole, and you can read it for yourself. You can go to the Liberty Counsel's website. Read what Chief Justice Roy Moore wrote, four pages. That's what he's charged with. And the charge there by the SPLC is that four-page order was encouraging the probate judges to engage in outright rebellion, disobedience, and it doesn't say anything of the nature that they're charging him with. And yet, that's the charge, and for that bogus charge, he gets removed from the bench. Moreover, when I was before the Court of the Judiciary, both the JIC and me, on behalf of Chief Justice Roy Moore, we both said there's no facts to be discovered or resolved. This is a legal issue. Read the order. Make a decision. We both said there's no need for a trial. If we were to come back for a trial, you're not going to get anything different then than you're getting now. Make the ruling now. We both said that. Never in 29 years of litigation have I seen both sides so much in agreement that there's no dispute in the facts, that the case is ready for what's called summary judgment. Make the ruling now. And the trier of fact, or in this case, the tribunal, decides to have a trial anyway. You know.
So what's the deal with that?
The only difference why they would do that is the can gets kicked down the road another 7 or 8 weeks.
He's out of the
meantime,
bench more.
He's off the bench. Hmm. That's what's frustrating about this whole process. Hmm. There doesn't seem to be a level playing field.
And what happened to innocent until proven guilty?
Well, and that's, you know, Matt, this turns it on its head, doesn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely it does. And so something's got to be done here. What's the status? I mean, what's going to happen with Justice Moore from here on?
Well, certainly we go to trial on the September 28th date that they gave us. But again, it's no different than what we already did. That's why they should have already ruled. We already should have a ruling vindicating him. He should be back on the bench as we speak right now, doing the job of the Chief Justice of Alabama's Supreme Court. The other problem that we have with this whole system is they have got this automatic removal provision. So we are challenging that in a separate lawsuit on behalf of Tom Parker. That is still going. We want to knock that out because that gives the JIC too much power. And here's another thing that we don't have time to really unpack. There were several complaints that the SPLC filed against him. The JIC actually made one charge regarding the order in January of 2016. But they have to give these letters every 6 weeks saying, well, they're still looking at these other complaints. So here's the scenario. We could go and win on September 28. And then what happens is they drop another charge because they're holding these like back. It's kind of like going to a grand jury and you get indicted with 5 counts. But they only put you on trial for one. You win that. And then they put you on trial for the other. You go through a trial and win that. And then they put you on trial for the third one instead of putting them all on the table now and getting it over with. That's why this system is so unfair and it has to be changed. It is corrupt. Pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore that we are victorious, that we get him back on the bench, that we stop this harassment for the future, and that we get rid of this automatic removal provision. It puts too much hands in a system that can be controlled by outside interest groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel. and support Liberty Counsel in your regular prayers and financial support. This case is involving and taking an incredible amount of time and resources, and we need you to stand with us and partner with us for this case and for many others around the country. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.